Das Bundesliga Show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. NBA, college basketball, and NHL, they've got you covered. Just go to BetQL.com and use the promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com and the promo code SGP30 for 30% off. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for added sports bets, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page and you never miss a pick. It's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. And finally, we're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is like a stock exchange for sports betting, allowing you to buy and sell positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at BetterEdge.com and use the promo code SGP for a free $10 free bet. That's Better Edge, spelled BETTOR, edge.com, and a promo code SGP. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where my clients have cruised to their 93rd consecutive month of transparent track profit. You can look at the spreadsheet in a couple of days. It's always the pinned tweet on the Twitter account at SGP Soccer. So we have 93 recorded months. February was an absolute cruise because we destroyed the Australian Open tennis. We went 6-3 with our futures, including picking both winners of the tournaments, the men's and the women's. We've also won nearly every single day in the NBA. We've had 21 winning days out of 25. That's unheard of. We had a 15-1 day on February the 21st. And look, I usually tell guys, sign up at the start of the month. But the start of the month is coming up. It's March the 1st. That's how you get full value, get the entire month. Because if you sign up in the middle of the month, Patreon will still bill you for a full month. But that really didn't matter this month because we absolutely dominated the picks and props, and the 15-1 day occurred, as I said, on the 21st of February, and we've been dominant in the tennis. We've won 26 out of the last 30 days that we played the tennis, including going 12 and 2 with winning days across the Australian Open. We are back on track with the soccer. We are just dominating all across the board in all sports, and it is no better time to sign up. 73% in the NHL. We've never done that before. I've bought in a new NHL guy and he's absolutely dominating the NHL this season. There is no better time to sign up. Whereas this is our 93rd consecutive month of transparent track profit, and we have had this record going for 7 years, and it is the best record of any gambling service out there. We are particularly dominating here in 2021. So sign up at lockbetting.com. That is the spiel. You can go ahead and do what you want with it. It is all transparent fact. You can go and check out all of the spreadsheets over at lockbetting.com, or you can just check out the pinned tweet at SGP Soccer. Moving on with the picks here for the Bundesliga show, we begin with Bayern Munich, who had a very, very good performance in midweek, winning away to Lazio by 4-1. However, one thing that was consistent with that game is that both teams found net. Now, Bayern Munich are unbackable here as the 1-8 favourites against Cologne, but there are a host of bets that you can do. Bayern Munich and over 3.5 goals is interesting. It's at 10-11, but it's at a shorter price than Bayern Munich just having both teams scoring here in this game. Bayern Munich and both teams to score is available at 5-4. Both teams to score is available at evens, and Bayern Munich and over 3.5 is available at 10 to 11. That's very, very odd to me that the bookies think that Bayern Munich are more likely to win this game 4-5-0 than Cologne are going to be able to score a goal here in this game, because Bayern Munich have been conceding goals freely. Even in the win against Lazio, they conceded. This team have only kept 2 clean sheets in 10 home league games this season, and both teams have scored in each of Bayern's last 7 home league matches. Cologne have scored in defeat to Bayern in 3 of the last 4 meetings as well. So Bayern Munich could easily win this game. It could be 3-1, 4-1 or 5-1, and the over 3.5 goals could cash. But you're telling me that's a shorter price than both teams just simply scoring, and that's not even with Bayern to win. Yes, Bayern and both teams to score is at a bigger price, but if you don't take Bayern to win, and they might not win, they drew against Eintracht Frankfurt 3-3. This team have shown some real frailties and inconsistencies this year, and I could be proven wrong and they could go and win the Champions League again, because that could be this sole focus, and perhaps they're playing like this because the Bundesliga is just too easy for them. But I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable just taking this team with over 3.5 goals at a shorter price than just both teams scoring. And I wouldn't tack on Bayern Munich and both teams to score when you're only getting 5-4, when both teams to score on its own is at evens. So very odd pricing for this game, and I'm just going to go for the both teams to score here in this one. Up next, we look at the second biggest team in Germany. It's, of course, Borussia Dortmund. They're at home to Arminia Bielefeld, where they are the 1-5 favourites here to win this game. Again, they're probably unbackable in this spot, and they're a team who have been very, very inconsistent at home as a short favourite this season. They show complacency and an inability to break teams down early and have often found themselves 1-0 down. So the play for me here to err on the side of caution is going to be to take Dortmund to win, but taking the over 2.5 goals in this one, which is at 4-6. Arminia Bielefeld can easily contribute to that. We saw them draw 3-3 against Bayern Munich just a few weeks ago, and the statistical data supports that as well, with the visitors conceding 14 goals across their 4 games, an average of 3.5 goals per game. So if Dortmund are informed, they could cash this over 2.5 goals themselves. 8 of Dortmund's 10 home games this season have featured 3 goals or more, and Arminia Bielefeld have picked up only 6 points in 10 league away games. But as I said, Dortmund have lost home games against teams equally as bad as Arminia Bielefeld this season, and that has really been their Achilles heel and why they're not seeing in the Champions League positions right now. It's a very, very odd season. We could see the likes of Dortmund, Leverkusen and Mönchengladbach all missing out in Champions League football, as the likes of Eintracht Frankfurt and Wolfsburg are looking very, very solid this season. Up next, we'll look at Schalke versus Stuttgart, where Stuttgart are, for some reason, a 4-9 favourites. It's 7-2 to draw, and it's 5-1 on Schalke. I know Schalke are bad, but they're not this bad for Stuttgart to be 4-9 favourites. This is a newly promoted team that started very well this season, but most of their good results were away from home. If you look at their home record, it's not impressive at all. They've only won 1 of their 10 home league games this season, drawing on 6 occasions. The last 2 Bundesliga meetings between these two have ended all level, and Schalke have actually got a point in 4 of their last 7 league games. So despite the fact they're not winning games, and they do look like certainties to go down, they are now competing a lot better, and this Stuttgart team are very, very overrated in this spot. My pick for this game would be taking Schalke with plus 1.5 goals on the Asian handicap line. That is at 4-6. You can take the risk of taking them to avoid a defeat here on the double chance market, and there's huge value there at 13-8. You could even take the draw. There's even bigger value there. But I think to err on the safe side, maybe Stuttgart can win this game. Maybe Schalke are that bad. But I'm not taking Stuttgart at 4-11, and I'd rather take Schalke to avoid a 2-goal defeat here in this one, and that's available at 4-6. Up next, we have Wolfsburg, one of the teams that could oust Gladbach and Leverkusen and Dortmund from the Champions League position, because they're having a very, very good season, which is why it's surprising to see them here at 3-4 to win this home game against Hertha Berlin, who are themselves available at 15-4, and it's 29-10 on the draw. Really, really like Wolfsburg here in this spot. If I was doing locks still, maybe this would be the way to go. Wolfsburg are unbeaten in 9 league games, winning 6 of their last 7. Hertha are winless in 8 Bundesliga matches, and Wolfsburg haven't even conceded as of late. They've kept 6 successive clean sheets. So if Hertha Berlin can't score, they won't win here. I think this is going to be a comfortable afternoon for Wolfsburg. At some point, you look at these tables and you think to yourself, in the English Premier League, you think Tottenham are going to improve and Arsenal are going to improve and they're going to be in and around the top 6. Well, it hasn't happened. And here in the Bundesliga, it hasn't happened either. You're looking at Dortmund and and Leverkusen and Gladbach outside of these positions. You're looking at really good seasons for Frankfurt and Wolfsburg. They are the Leicester and West Ham of the Bundesliga, and they are continuing to show that consistency. There comes a point where you have to say it's not a good start anymore. We're halfway through the season, and Wolfsburg and Frankfurt are still showing those inconsistencies. This is a team that are very, very difficult to beat, and they're getting good results, and they are beating teams like Hertha Berlin. So as I said, very, very strong play here, and it could potentially have been the lock if we were still doing that. And look, guys, if you want the locks back, all you got to do is leave me some reviews. I've been giving you winners here for 7 years. And when it gets to the point where I go on a little bit of a bad run and I'm getting more negative interaction and I'm getting positive, that's why the locks have been taken away. And I don't think it's fair on some of the people that haven't said shit. But look, I'm not telling you to sign up for lockbetting.com. You should, because we're absolutely killing it and we have 93 months of track profit. But if you don't want to sign up for lockbetting.com, if you don't even want to sign up for a podcast pack and get yourself extra podcast content where we cover all the European games, that's fine. That's your decision. If you think that you can win money without it, that's totally up to you. But at least leave a review for someone that's been giving you winners for weeks and weeks and months and years and years. Now, I understand some guys always say to me, I already gave you a review before. Yes, but that may be for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This is a brand new feed. This is the Soccer Gambling Podcast. So we do need reviews. And if I can get 50 in that period that I said from last week until the 1st of March, then I'll bring the locks back, because it's all about respect. It's all about appreciation. I'm not asking for tips or subscriptions or anything, but the fact that these arseholes were giving me more negative interactions than positives after going on a bit of a bad run, but it's not even bad in comparison to the rest of the guys. Look at these notorious soccer cappers, Bet on Jimmy and Top Tier Picks and Las Vegas Freeze and Freddo. These guys are supposed to be soccer experts. These guys are losing 20 to 40 units every weekend. They're fucking clowns. They blindly bet overs constantly and they lose money. They have records of around 40% or worse. That doesn't even pale in comparison to what I've been doing. I've been consistently here on this podcast going around about 60 to 70% on my leans, have a 78% lot record all time, and I'm getting criticism from dickheads. Well, these dickheads are the reason you're not getting the locks. That's the reason why I've taken away the plays. I don't need to do locks. I have a pay service. It's lockbetting.com. You can get locks on the European show for just $10 a month. That's $2.50 a week. So I'm not in any position where I need to give locks. I don't need to follow the format of the NFL show where Sean and Ryan give out their locks. I'm independent completely. So I want to bring them back. I don't want to be a dickhead. I don't want to punish people, but people have been dickheads to me. So if you want the locks, then it's very, very simple. Show your appreciation and respect. Leave me some reviews for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. If I see we've got a nice bunch up there, you know, 50 was my target, then obviously I'll bring them back. I don't want to take the locks away, and I don't want to lose any listeners on the show because I'm not doing the locks. So that's the situation, guys. I want to bring them back. I don't want knobheads to ruin things for everybody. So yeah, just leave the reviews. Soccer Gambling Podcast, go to iTunes, 5-star. If I see 50 of them by the first, and look, if we don't see them by the first, then I'll offer you guys an alternative deadline moving forward. And yeah, we'll monitor that situation as we go. But I want to bring them back. I don't want them to not be here on this show. So I'm just incentivizing you guys to do the right thing. Leave the reviews and the locks will come back here on this show. The final game we're going to look at here, moving on with the show, is on Saturday. And it is the game of the week on paper. Although looking at recent form, I don't know if it's going to live up to expectations. It's Leipzig at home to Gladbach, where Leipzig are the 4-6 favourites. It's 16-5 the draw, and it's 4-1 on Borussia Mönchengladbach. Gladbach are off a horrible run of results here. The Manchester City game was very, very comfortable for Manchester City. And last week, they lost at home to Mainz. It's very difficult here to see them winning against a Leipzig team who have won 9 and drawn 1 of their opening 11 home games. Borussia Mönchengladbach have failed to win any of their last 4 games in the league. And 5 of Leipzig's last 7 home league wins have only been by a single goal. So this could still be a tight game and Borussia Mönchengladbach could rise to the occasion, but they've been very, very poor as of late. And when you're getting Leipzig here at 4-6 minus 150 and you're looking at that statistical data, I don't see any reason why you take Gladbach, other than the fact you look at Gladbach and think, right, this is a team that should be in and among the Champions League positions. They're going to show significant improvement at some point and they're all going to get up there. Well, that automatic train of thought isn't working throughout all of Europe. It's a very, very weird season. In every single league, there are top teams that are failing. Look at Spain. Look at Real Madrid and Barcelona. They've only improved as of late, but look at them before Christmas. Look where they were. Look at Dortmund. Look at Leverkusen. Look at Borussia Mönchengladbach. Look at Tottenham. Look at Arsenal. Look at Paris Saint-Germain. They're not even winning the French League this season. Inconsistency is plaguing these big teams across Europe, and there's no automatic fix here. There's no automatic assumption that all of these teams are going to get right. And I'm going to continue to fade Gladbach here against a Leipzig team that have shown consistency and do look like the outright second best team in Germany at the moment. Although, obviously, when they always play against Dortmund always showed them that as far as talent goes, they are still the second best team in Germany because they always beat Leipzig. But Leipzig could still finish second this season. I think they will finish second this season. And when you're looking at the likes of Dortmund and Leverkusen, they are just trying to get into these Champions League places and they need to come up and take the position away from the likes of Frankfurt and Wolfsburg, who are playing significantly better than them and looking significantly more consistent than them this season. Moving on to Sunday, and we look at this game here between Union Berlin versus Hoffenheim, where Union Berlin are available at 11-8, 12-5 to draw, and it's 2-5 on Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim, like Bayer Leverkusen, inexplicably went out of the Europa League now. And now that tournament really does look like it could be won by an English club, either Arsenal, Tottenham or Manchester United, with these two German teams dropping out of the competition. Leicester City as well were another casualty. Shocking results in Europa League this week. Here, Hoffenheim will be looking for a bounce back, but I'm going to lean towards lots of goals being scored in this game. The data supports that, as does the matchup. Both teams scored in 15 of Hoffenheim 22 league games this season, and only 5 of Hoffenheim's 22 league games have featured 2 goals or fewer, whereas 6 of Union Berlin's 11 home games this season have ended in draws, and I think this could be another draw here, so there is some value on that. I don't think Hoffenheim will lose this game, so if you want a safe bet, you could take them on a double chance market to avoid a defeat at a shorter price, but my lean here would be on goals. Over 2.5 here is at 10-11, and under 2.5 goals are at 10-11. Given the statistical data, I don't know how the bookies arrived at that being a 50-50. I would think the over would be favourite here, but that's not how they priced it up, so we'll take advantage of that and we will jump off the over here in this one. Couple more games to cover. Mainz versus Augsburg is next. Not a very interesting game here, but Mainz are the 6-5 favourites. 23-10 to draw and 13-5 on Augsburg. Mainz have really turned the corner and they're looking like they could get out of trouble here. If they continue on this run, they are going to drop Arminia Bielefeld into the relegation position along with Schalke, and they will earn themselves a playoff. If they can continue to win 3 out of 6, then they're going to do even better than that, because that is their recent form. They come into this off the back of back-to-back home league games, whereas Augsburg have lost 6 out of the last 8 and Augsburg have suffered 3 straight away losses. So I'm going to take a punt here on Mainz on the money line to continue that form, because they seem like the team who need this more. But and again, Augsburg and Cologne, these teams could drop into that playoff position, and if Mainz continue this run, they could get out of this completely this season, as they are on a solid run at the moment and perhaps they are too good to go down from this league. Final game we'll look at here is Bayer Leverkusen versus Freiburg, where Leverkusen are the 10-11 favourites off the back of their Europa League elimination. It's 11-4 to draw and it's 3-1 on Freiburg. You would usually look at this in normal seasons as a bounce back, and we caught Leverkusen on a nice bounce back spot a few weeks ago. But they're back to where they were. They're having more bad results. So these teams bounce back, and usually bounce backs are followed up by decent runs. And that's normally the normal way things go. You know, if you have a bad run of results and you're a solid team, you bounce back with a win, you win a couple in a row, maybe you draw one or two during that run. But generally, you do go on to make a recovery and you do solidify yourself and you do get back to your normal sort of league position in the table. That's not happening at the moment. It's not happening all across Europe. And I'm not confident for that reason taking Leverkusen here on the money line. I'm going to take the goals here because the data really supports a high-scoring game. Last time these two teams played, Leverkusen won 4-2 earlier on in the season. There have been 38 goals scored across Leverkusen's 11 home games this season, and both teams have scored in 9 of those 11 home games that Leverkusen have played this season. So I'm going to take both teams to score, and I'm going to tack on the over here in this one, which is available at plus money at 6-5. Leverkusen should win this game at 10-11. Freiburg have lost a little bit of form there, and really good form at one point a few weeks ago. They have had a little bit of a drop off, but this Leverkusen team, they desperately need to get right. They desperately need to win games like this. They're out of the Europa League now, and that's a big, big disappointment because they absolutely flew through qualifying, dominated those group stages, and they've been very, very poor since Christmas in general. Remember, before they lost to Bayern Munich just before Christmas, they were an undefeated team, and they look a very, very different team here at this stage of the season. That concludes this edition of the Bundesliga show. Don't forget to check out lockbetting.com. Don't forget to check out the EPL show. And don't forget to check out the fight show, which will be available on the Sports Gambling Podcast this weekend. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.